Welcome to Bedtime History. Hello, this is Breck. Guess what, parents? Bedtime History is now available on StoryButton. StoryButton is the easiest way to listen to our show without using screen devices like your phone or a tablet. StoryButton is like a radio that's built for easy listening to your favorite kids' podcasts like ours. And the best part is there's no subscriptions or fees to access the content. This week, save $10 and get free shipping when you go to storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. That's storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. As winter approaches, the weather turns cold, and darkness comes a little earlier each day. Sometimes, things feel a little dreary. But with the move to shorter days come holidays, with their family gatherings, special foods, and once-a-year rituals. Many different cultures and religions around the world celebrate holidays around the beginning of winter. For many people, these winter holidays bring feelings of warmth, hope, and light, even if the weather disagrees. Not only do these holidays mean special foods, traditions, and gatherings, they also each have their own history and stories to go with them. For millions of Jews around the world, early December means celebrating Hanukkah for 8 nights. Hanukkah is a Jewish holiday that has its own meaning and history. Judaism is a very old religion that started in the part of the world we now call the Middle East. Jews believe in one God, just like Christians and Muslims. Judaism actually uses the same Bible as Christians, though only the first part, the Old Testament, which they call the Tanakh. They also have a special name for the first 5 books of the Bible, the Torah. They don't use the New Testament, which has the parts about Jesus. Jews celebrate their Sabbath or holy day on Saturday. On that day, they might go to a worship service at a synagogue, and many avoid work and buying things. Even though it happens around the same time of the year, Hanukkah is not a Jewish version of Christmas. Christmas celebrates the birth of the Christian Savior, Jesus. Hanukkah celebrates a miracle that happened for the Jewish people over 2,000 years ago. Even though the Jews believe in the Old Testament of the Bible, this story isn't in the Bible. Even though it's very old, it happened long after the stories told in the Torah. So let me tell you the story. A long time ago, in the middle of the 2nd century BCE, the Jewish homeland, in what is now called Israel, was ruled by a Syrian Greek power called the Seleucid Empire. The Seleucids thought the Greek culture and customs were the best in the world. The king, Antiochus, made it illegal to practice the Jewish religion and customs. He put an altar to the Greek god Zeus in the Jewish temple in Jerusalem, even though the Jews believed in only one god, and it wasn't Zeus. He allowed his priests to sacrifice a pig to the Greek gods in the temple. The Jews believe that pigs are unclean. Jews could be punished very severely if they were caught practicing their religion. The Jews did not want to give up their religion or abandon their belief in one god, and they didn't believe it was okay to pretend to follow the Greek gods either. So they had to hide their religion. Jews would gather to pray and study the Torah in secret. If a Seleucid patrol passed by, they would quickly hide their books and pretend to be playing a game with a spinning top. King Antiochus began to send soldiers to all the villages in the area to make sure that the Jews were sacrificing to the Greek gods. When they reached a small town called Myodin, though, the Jewish priest there, Mattathias, refused to cooperate. He and his 5 sons fought off the soldiers and destroyed the pagan altar they'd set up. After that, Mattathias knew they'd be in trouble. He and his sons, John, Simon, Judah, Eleazar, and Jonathan, ran to the nearby hills to hide. But they weren't done fighting for their right to practice their religion. The family returned with many other Jews who had fled persecution and started a revolt. Mattathias asked his son Simon, who was known for his wisdom, to guide the others in their decisions. He asked Judah, who was nicknamed Maccabee, which means the hammer, to lead the people into battle. Later, the whole family and their followers would also come to be known as the Maccabees. The revolt lasted nearly 20 years. King Antiochus sent many armies to fight the rebels, But the Maccabees defeated everyone and eventually took back Jerusalem and their temple. For the Jewish people, Jerusalem is a special place, and the temple there was the most important one of all. Mattathias' last living son, Simon, became the ruler of Judea. But the price of all the fighting was high. Even though they'd taken back Jerusalem, the temple had been nearly destroyed in the fighting. The temple lamp, called a menorah, had been stolen by the Seleucids. This lamp had seven branches, each with its own flame, one in the middle, higher than the rest, and three on either side of it. The temple menorah was made of gold, had beautiful decorations, and was supposedly as tall as a grown-up. The Jews cleaned up the temple, getting rid of the statues of the Greek gods. They built a new altar and a new menorah. They performed a special ceremony to rededicate the temple to their god. But it seemed their problems weren't at an end. Priests were supposed to light the menorah lamps each morning, letting them burn all day and night, until the next morning. One candle from the previous day was always used to light all the others in the morning, so the flame never went out completely. These flames were fed by the purest olive oil, but after all the fighting, there was only enough oil to light the lamp for one day. But then a miracle happened. The flames didn't die out by the next morning. Instead, the oil lasted for 8 days. This gave the Jews enough time to make more oil and ensure that the lamp wouldn't go out again. More importantly, the miracle gave them hope that their God was still there, protecting them and caring for them. He had literally given them light in a very dark time. The priests decided that every year the Jews would remember this miracle and the rededication of their temple by lighting candles for 8 nights. The celebration started on the 25th day of the month Kislev on the Jewish calendar. The Jewish calendar is based on the cycles of the moon, so it doesn't always fall on the same day in the Western calendar, but it's between late November and mid-December. So how is Hanukkah celebrated today? The lighting of candles is probably still the most recognizable part of the celebration. Each night, for 8 nights, families light candles on a menorah, one for each night. Usually the oldest son in the family gets to light the menorah, and they say a blessing as they light the candles. So on the first night, you light one candle, the second night two, until the 8th night when all the candles are lit. If you've been paying really close attention, you might remember that I said the temple menorah had 7 lamps on it, not 8. Good catch. On Hanukkah, a special menorah called a Hanukkiah is used. A Hanukkiah actually has 9 candles. Traditionally, one is higher than all the others. This is called the Shamash candle, and it's used to light the other candles each night. So each night, there's actually 1 extra candle lit, the Shamash. Jewish families often place their menorahs in a window, showing they won't hide who they are, like they had when they lived under the Seleucid rule. In many cities throughout the world, you might also see giant menorahs set up in public places, lit with an extra lamp each night of Hanukkah. But Hanukkah is more than lighting candles. Jewish families also gather together to reconnect and eat special meals. For Hanukkah, the tradition is to eat foods that are fried in oil to commemorate the miracle of the oil lamp. People eat fried potato pancakes called latkes and often topped with sour cream or applesauce. They also eat delicious jelly donuts called sufyan gyot. Some families give small gifts to their children, though gifts aren't a big part of Hanukkah like they are for Christmas. One traditional gift is chocolate coins wrapped in gold foil called gelt. The gelt are also used in a game called dreidel at Hanukkah. A dreidel is a spinning top with 4 sides. If you remember, the Jews would often pretend to be playing with the spinning top if a Syrian passed by while they were praying. The dreidel has 4 Hebrew letters on it, Nun, Gimel, He, and Shin. These letters stand for the Hebrew words Nes Gadol Hayat Sham, which means a great miracle happened there. I won't go into all the details, but players each put a token, or piece of gelt, into a central pile or pot. Then they take turns spinning the dreidel. Depending on which letter is facing up when the dreidel falls, the player has to take a specific action. They might have to put another token in the pot, do nothing, take half the tokens or all the tokens or candy in the center pot. Hanukkah offers people a sense of hope and pride in their beliefs. Beliefs and traditions can keep people going in dark, troubling times. The story of Hanukkah helps Jews remember they've gone through tough times, but they've survived and built new traditions while holding on to their beliefs and their culture. Whatever holidays you celebrate at this time of the year, or if you don't celebrate any, I hope you can take a few minutes with someone you love to look at the light of candles, or Christmas lights, or even the stars, and feel the warmth of peace, hope, and love. A shout out to some of our newest Patreon and Apple donors: Benjamin from Evans, Georgia; Joe, Joel, and Natalie from South Pasadena, California; Henry and Julian from Wicklow, Ireland; and Jammer from Fullerton, California. If you'd like to donate to Bedtime History, you can subscribe via Apple, or you can donate via Patreon.